There was a table set out under a tree in front of the house, and the March Hare and the Hatter were having tea at it. A dormouse was sitting between them, fast asleep, and the other two were using it as a cushion, resting their elbows on it and talking over its head. The table was a large one, but the three were all crowded together at one corner of it. "It's laid for a great many more than three," thought Alice.
"Have some wine," the March Hare said in an encouraging tone.
Alice looked all round the table, but there was nothing on it but tea. "I don't see any wine," she remarked.
"There isn't any," said the March Hare.
"Then it wasn't very civil of you to offer it," said Alice angrily. "I think you might do something better with the time," she added wearily.
"If you knew time as well as I do," said the Hatter, "you wouldn't talk about wasting it. It's him."
"I don't know what you mean," said Alice.
"Of course you don't," the Hatter said, tossing his head contemptuously. "I dare say you never even spoke to time."
"Perhaps not," Alice cautiously replied. "But I know I have to beat time when I learn music."
"Oh, that accounts for it," said the Hatter. "He won't stand beating."
Then the Hatter shook his head mournfully and said,
"We quarreled last March, Time and I, just before he went mad. You know," pointing with his teaspoon at the March Hare. "It was at the great concert given by the Queen of Hearts, and I had to sing."